Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Triple Threat Sports Radio 610. Sean Pendergast, Josh Beard with you. Thursday Night Football on Sports Radio 610. The Thursday night game this week, if I can type the word Thursday in here. Let's see, we have Lance McCullers on Thursdays. There we go, Thursday Night Football. Sam Darnold and the Jets take on the hard-knock Cleveland Browns to start the football week. These are two teams that when they meet, you throw out the records. The New York Jets and the Cleveland Browns. This would be a main event at any arena in the country, Gorilla Monsoon. Right here on your home for the Thursday Night Football all year long on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Let's also give out the last keyword. And you're going to want to be listening through this segment because you're going to get a cue to call in this segment. The final keyword for the tickets to Texans and Giants this Sunday, along with pregame sideline passes, the final keyword is final. It's final. That's the keyword. F-I-N-A-L. You don't need to spell it for Brandon Porter when you final. Call in. Final.
Final.
Final. So if you have
not
that
vinyl,
word,
final.
No, not vinyl. Final with an F. So if you have that and the other two keywords from today and you are the correct caller number with all three of those keywords, after we give you the cue to call in a little later on this segment, you will be on your way to the game on Sunday to hopefully see the Texans get their first win of the 2018 season. With that, we begin the NFL whip around. We do it each and every week. Let's play a little production value music underneath us here. A little mood music.
Very football-y.
Yeah, a little mood music. We start the whip around in Pittsburgh, where Patrick Mahomes is doing things in his first year as the full-time starter in Kansas City. He's doing some downright 2017 Watsonian things.
Second and nine at the Steeler 19. Mahomes, comfortable throws for Kelce. Adjusts his route, makes the catch, and rolls into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City on two rolls of the dice. The Chiefs roll seven, and now a six pending the extra point.
That was courtesy of Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. Patrick Mahomes, a 19-yard touchdown pass to Jason Kelce. The Kansas City Chiefs, if there's a team that Patrick Mahomes should feel perfectly at home on right now, it's the Kansas City Chiefs, because this feels like his college career all over again.
Yeah.
They won in week one in L.A. against the Chargers 38-28, and they go into Pittsburgh and play in a game that looks like a Big 12 game. Also, Patrick Mahomes, of course, a Texas Tech Red Raider. But the Chiefs are 2-0, and the Chiefs are looking really smart for the way they handled their quarterback position back in 2017. But, you know, from having an exit strategy from Alex Smith to trading up and going getting the guy they liked in Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's going to be a shootout every week, I feel like, for Kansas City. Just because, I mean, I had a friend who told me, like, really the only thing that they need to do, and they can be successful if they do this every single time, it helps to have Travis Kelce, it helps to have a Kareem Hunt, but really all they need to do in the end is Patrick Mahomes just bombs it as far as he can and let Tyreek Hill run it down. So it's going to be a shootout every time, because that 1-2 punch of Mahomes to Tyreek Hill is just absolutely insane. Also, Patrick Mahomes, in our household, I'll call him Patrick Mahomes on the airwaves, but in my household, I either call him Alternate Timeline Ed Orgeron or Time Machine Ed Orgeron, because they sound like the exact same person.
Do they really? I know, I've heard Patrick Mahomes talk before. I'm like, he does not sound like he looks.
Hey, I'm Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
and then Ed Orgeron's
sounds like a
Muppet. Hey, I'm Ed Orgeron.
Yeah,
Ed Orgeron.
That's good. I like
just slightly deeper Patrick Mahomes. That's what he is.
We take the whip around from Pittsburgh, and we head down south to the state of Florida, where Ryan Fitzpatrick is doing Fitzmagic-y things.
High formation now with a fullback slash H-back of the snap. Play action fake. Fitzpatrick wants to throw deep down the field. It goes toward DeSean Jackson. Makes the catch at the 40, to the 30, to the 25. DeSean Jackson to the 20. 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1. First play of the game. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Wow. Fire the cannons. Fire them again.
First play of the game. Paul and I are sitting in here watching the Texans and the Titans.
Yeah.
And we don't have the benefit of having multiple TVs, so we follow all the games with a ticker on the bottom. And inevitably, each week during the 1 o'clock, the noon window here at Central Time, there's a game where there's an early score. And the Buccaneers were that game yesterday. First play of the game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. and Ryan Fitzpatrick hits one of his 275-yard touchdown passes on the day. That went to Deshaun Jackson, courtesy of Buccaneers Radio Network. And Ryan Fitzpatrick is giving Dirk Cutter a good problem to have, which is a potential alternative to Jameis Winston.
Yeah, if Jameis Winston's too busy eating finger W's on the sideline, you get to keep throwing Ryan Fitzpatrick out there. This game is the one that definitively convinces me that I slipped into an alternate timeline somehow. Remember earlier I said Alfred Blue, he's actually a good football player now?
Right, right.
Well, this is because I'm in an alternate timeline from the one I was in before, and that's because I saw an Eagles team that actually had good play for Nick Foles, and good production from their skill position players. The offense didn't look terrible. Lose to a Ryan Fitzpatrick-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah. This NFL makes no... Week 2 made no sense.
Yep.
The NFL makes no sense. And Ryan Fitzpatrick looks like if we gave the MVP trophy out right now, he could win it.
It's him or Mahomes.
It's insane.
It's him or Mahomes right now. We go from there to the nation's capital. And by the way, as long as we're still in Florida for a second... The three Florida teams combined 6-0 on the season so far.
That's ridiculous.
The Jags are the Jags. They're pretty good. But Tampa, right. Last I checked, Tampa Bay and Miami are both in the state of Florida. Let's head up to the nation's capital where the Redskins laid a big dud and the Colts made a big statement.
Empty set for the Colts. Three receivers go left. Andrew Luck throws up field. Caught wide open. T.Y. Hilton. Touchdown. Touchdown. T.Y. And the Colts lead 20-9.
This was one of those plays, courtesy of the Colts Radio Network. This is one of those plays where you're watching it during the game. You're watching the Texans make really odd play calls during the game with plays that are, you know, not working the way they were designed or they were faulty designed.
Yeah.
And then you watch this touchdown to this 3-yard touchdown to T.Y. Hilton that Frank Reich designed, where he's got all these guys going one way, and then here comes T.Y. Hilton just kind of dragging across the other way with nobody following him on the Redskins, and he walks in for an easy 3-yard touchdown. I don't know if the old Andrew Luck is back. They haven't really let him rip like the old Andrew Luck used to. But it's a good enough version of Andrew Luck to be competitive in some of these games and be right in the same layer of football where I think the Texans ultimately are going to reside at some point.
Especially with the way...
That 7-9 through 10-6 kind of layer.
Exactly. And especially the way the running game looks. It doesn't look outstanding. It doesn't look incredible. But Jordan Wilkins, with the injury to Marlon Mack, has stepped in and played nicely the other day. I think he only had 60 yards, but it was a very, very productive 60 yards.
Yep.
Marlon Mack is back. He can contribute. T.Y. Hilton's going to do T.Y. Hilton things where he's just going to run faster than everybody else, and hopefully he catches it. Like that, they're going to be dangerous because Andrew Luck, even a 90% of himself, Andrew Luck, is better than the majority of the quarterbacks in the league. So, I was surprised that they beat Washington because Washington looked good. Alex Smith didn't do anything to lose them the game. He didn't necessarily do anything to win them the game. But Indianapolis, their offense looks decent. It doesn't look great, but it looks decent enough to win games.
Let's go back to the state of Florida. We're going all over the place. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, if you want to feel worse about the Texans' 0-2 record, just know that they're in the same division with Jacksonville, and Jacksonville did this to the team that beat you in week one.
Jaguars take over their own 39, protecting an 11-point lead. Shotgun for Bortles. Grant is the running back. Dropping the throw is Blake. Looking. Fires a little crossing route. Caught wide open. D.D. Westbrook into Patriots territory. Season bounds at a 40. D.D. Westbrook inside the 30-yard line. Along the left sideline. Inside the 10. To the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Bortles to D.D. Westbrook for the touchdown.
That's courtesy of the Jaguars Radio Network. The scariest thing about that game, Josh, is not that what the Jags did to the Patriots defensively, not that they flummoxed Tom Brady and really held him in check for most of the day. They held Gronk in check.
Yeah.
You know, Jalen Ramsey wins that battle, the battle of the trash talk with Gronk. He won it on the field. Gronk only had, I think, 2 catches for 16 yards all day long. The scary thing, if you are a Texans fan, or honestly, if you're a fan of any AFC team, is the fact that the knock on the Jags coming into the season was that we still don't believe in Blake Bortles. They're going to have to lean on Leonard Fournette, and they've got no skill position players who really scare you.
Yeah.
Keelan Cole was amazing yesterday. He made one of the greatest catches you're ever going to see. And that was D.D. Westbrook taking the ball 61 yards to the house. Look, we'll see. It's only 2 games, and that's only 1 game against the Patriots. But the weapons they have right now look pretty decent, and there was no Leonard Fournette in the backfield yesterday. And Blake Bortles is actually better without Leonard Fournette in the backfield with him.
Really, honestly, to me, Keelan Cole, they were looking for somebody to step up in the wide receiving core with Marquise Lee going out the way he did. Yep. They needed somebody, and DeeDee Westbrook looked good, but Keelan Cole took over the number one spot in that wide receiver core, and Blake Bortles was slinging it. He looked accurate. He was making great, quick decisions. They looked really, really good.
All right, real quick here before we get to the last highlight. Now is the time to call in. Caller number 10 to the contest line, 832-4302-WIN, with all three keywords. The 10th caller with all three keywords is going to be on their way to Giants and Texans with pregame sideline passes this Sunday. Let's hit the last highlight. We go to Mile High and Case Keenum getting it done again.
Marquette King, the punter, will hold it. Kreider snaps it perfect. There's the field goal. The crowd will tell you it's good.
Yeah, it's good. You know, it's just, as I said, it was fatigue. The defense got worn out. The secondary got worn out. You see how slow they are walking off the field. Obviously, deflated from the outcome. But, you know, credit the Broncos. Case Keenum stayed in there, delivered a strike. As you mentioned, Patrick did what he could. He got extra yards, ran down and made it an easy conversion for the field goal.
That was... Now, that's how an opposing call should be on a field goal that goes through and beats you. Not like the Browns guy who seemed happy to get, you know, that his guy missed. That was Brent Musburger on the call for the Raiders radio network. Brent probably lost a 14 parlay on it as well, if I know Brent Musburger.
Yeah, he probably did.
So that may be why he sounded so depressed. But the John Gruden still looking for his first win in Gruden 2.0 as Raiders head coach. Case Keenum drives the team down the field to get that game-winning field goal off the foot of McManus, a 36-yarder, and the Denver Broncos get their second win. They're 2-0 on the season with two nip-and-tuck wins to start the year at home, 20-19 over the Raiders.
There was no better marriage for a new quarterback coming into a system than having a guy like Emmanuel Sanders for Case Keenum. Emmanuel Sanders, he only had four targets, but he had four catches yesterday. And Demaryius Thomas, he only caught half of his passes, had half of the yards of Emmanuel Sanders just about. He looks really, really great for Denver. Case Keenum, I think, is still trying to work his way into that offense, but it helps to have a guy like Emmanuel Sanders. And then to have, you know, Royce Freeman was supposed to be the rookie coming out that was going to be the guy that showed up in the backfield, but Philip Lindsay has looked incredible for Denver. And yep. And I don't know how long it's going to be before Oakland actually gets a win. Maybe this week against Miami, but then they have to go against Cleveland, the Chargers, Seattle, like, Oakland's not going to look very good this year with Gruden. It would help if they had a pass rush. I wonder where they'd get that from.
Yeah, it's up in Chicago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
It's up in Chicago. So, all right, that was the NFL whip around, and that drive is the drive in that Denver game to win the game. Case Keenum, 4 for 10, not a good completion percentage, but got it done when he needed to. 65 yards, 10 plays, 62 yards is the West Point drive of the week. We do the West Point drive of the week at the back end of the NFL whip around each and every Monday. Again, the Broncos over the Raiders 20-19 in that game. And my West Point drive of the week, just went out to West Point Buick GMC and got it today, is the Yukon Denali. An awesome, awesome ride. King of the road. Big SUV with all kinds of features. You're going to love it. If you're in the market for a car, truck, SUV, stop by and see my friends. Go ask for Randy Bowman, the assistant GM at West Point Buick GMC. In fact, he told me today, tell your listeners, bring any deal that they have to West Point Buick GMC, and we're going to beat it. So get on out there, Katy Freeway at Barker Cypress, or visit them online at 610auto.com. This was your drive of the week. Coming up next, your phone call, 713-572-4610. Let's talk some Texans over these next couple segments and get some stuff off your chest. 713-572-4610. You're listening to the Triple Threat.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.